Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side. Thanks for joining for this fourth day of our Christmas countdown. We are getting closer to Christmas and I'm so excited. I'm still not as prepared as I want to be, but that's okay. Christmas is still coming, not. Today I wanted to focus on the theme of Christmas cards. One, because I'm very behind in mine, and so it's been on my thoughts a lot, both in our family Christmas card as well as our Casey Christmas card. So many of you mamas know that during the season, parents of lost children will hang up stockings in their home for their child or children and will trade cards with other mamas, other families who have experienced loss, and so that on Christmas morning, we can open those cards and include our lost children into the conversation and into the special day. It was such a treat to share this with my husband last year for the first time. We didn't know what Christmas was going to look like, having just had lost Casey. And I wanted to do something special for him. I didn't know what that looked like or meant, so I didn't tell him about this. But now I'm excited and eager to have this tradition in our home, and we are going to share it with our daughter this year. We recently adopted a 14-year-old, and so bringing her into both child loss and pregnancy and just her own personal adoption experience, we have quite the journey of children that we are on, and it's been a weird balancing act, but we are figuring it out. And just having those Christmas cards, I know, plays a huge role in allowing Casey to be an extra special part of Christmas. So my question to you, Mama, today is, how are you including your children in a Christmas card exchange? Whether that's trading with other mamas, if you haven't done that yet, along with today's code word of Christmas card, please send me your address and your baby's name, and I will be sure to trade with you. I'm so excited to trade Christmas cards this year. I don't know when my cutoff date will be. I guess if you're listening to this for some reason after like the 20th, I probably won't send any more out after that. But anytime before that, please message me and let me know. I love sharing in that special tradition with you. It's also important for us to include Casey on our Christmas cards to our family. And what I do, because some people might not really process the fact that we've lost our child, and I try not to hold that against them, right? Like family and friends who are maybe a little bit more distant, who might be on our Christmas card list, I think it's important to not try to prove a point or make a big deal of things. Losing Casey's our experience, and of course we want to share that with people, and we want to make Casey a part of our home and a part of our family life, but it can't be my expectation that every one of my aunts and uncles or friends that I might not talk to on a regular basis really acknowledge or consider Casey as a child. Not because they don't care about me, but because they have their own lives to live, and it's likely that some of them have lost children that I don't know about either, and so I try not to be judgmental or have hard feelings about that. But what I can do in my part as a mom, and what my husband can do as his part as a dad, is that when we sign our Christmas cards, just to make a special note of in loving memory of Casey Jo Zaluski. And if people ask what that means or who that is, it'll give us an opportunity to have that conversation. And if they don't, then they'll at least know that we acknowledged our child. And so we also do other things that I'll talk about on this podcast to make Casey's Christmas extra special each year. I'm excited to share those thoughts with you. I think I've shared them before, maybe even on this podcast. If not, definitely on Mama's Tribe if you're part of that. But I love the fact that I'm a mama, and it doesn't matter if my baby is in heaven, in my womb, or in our home. Those are my three children, and so I'm learning what that means, and I'm learning to find balance in that. But it's such a gift to make each one of their Christmases extra special. How do you include your child in Christmas? If you're journaling today, I want to invite you to stop journaling today. Grab some Christmas cards. Whether you were planning on sending any, consider sending some. Trade with other mamas. There are plenty of groups on Facebook if you need more. If you want to, you can message me, and I have a group going of mamas who are trading, and I know they would love to add you to the mix. But even if you can only send out 5 cards this year, a couple people have said like budgets are tight, not sure if I can send any out. Stamps are 50 cents, and dollar store cards are just as beautiful as any other card. So for less than $5, you can include your child in Christmas. You can hang up a stocking and know that other mamas will include you back, and it's such a gift to other people as well as to yourself and to your child. So I want to encourage you in that. Thank you again for joining our Christmas countdown, and I look forward to chatting and praying with you again tomorrow.